Sometimes it's hard to find a connection to the parsha when it comes to Inyanei Tama Torah, but this week's parsha has a very easy and a very famous pasuk, which is based on the famous but unfound medrash cited in the Ein Yaakov in his introduction to his collection of the Agadah. And the Hakdama to the Ein Yaakov, with Yaakov Ibn Chabib, cites a medrash that we don't have in any of our books of Midrashim. The only source is from the Ein Yaakov, quoting this medrash. Ben Zoma Omer, Ben Zoma says, Matsinu Pasuk Kolo Yosra. I have a Pasuk that in one Pasuk contains the most important idea in the Torah, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ben Nana Somer, Ben Nana says, Matsinu Pasuk Kolo Yosra. I have a Pasuk that's more containing all the ideas of the Torah, and that is V'Hafla Recha Kamocha, famous Pesukim, and comes along with Shimon Ben Pazi. And Shimon Ben Pazi says, I have a Pasuk that outlasts all of those in the message that contains the primary understanding of the Torah. And that pasuk is a pasuk that not only appears in Parshas Pinchas, but also in Parshas Tetzaveh, Es HaKeves HaChat HaSeh B'Voker, Es HaKeves HaSheni TaSeh B'in Arabayim. That they brought the sheep in the morning for the Korban Tamid, and they brought in the afternoon. And he says, this is the pasuk that contains everything. They brought the Korban Tamid, the daily offering, every single day, no matter what, Shabbos, Yontov, no matter what was going on. This is the pasuk that contains the major ideals of the Torah. And Amad Rav Ploni Araglav, and a rabbi stood up on his feet and he said, Halacha Kevem Pazi, the halacha follows Rishim Ben Pazi, that this is the most important pasuk in the Torah. Esakeves Achat HaSeh B'Boker, Esakeves HaSheni TaSeh Ben Arabayim. Rav Menachem Kasher in his Torah Shlema, which he has a collection of all the Midrashim, according to the Pesukim, that very voluminous volume, a set of Sfarim, and he contains all the Torah Shebaal Peh. So he writes in his commentary on Bereishis and Perakeh, in the beginning of that Perak, that this is a Medrash Pliya. This is a very strange Medrash. And he even thinks that it's not a Medrash from Chazal. It must be something that was added later on, because the Medrash is so weird to say that this is the most important pasuk in the Torah. He doesn't even think it goes back to Chazal. It must be something from later Darshanim. Nevertheless, this is the Masorah we have from the Ein Yaakov, that this is a Medrash telling us about this important pasuk. Comes the Maharal. He clearly likes this Medrash, and he writes in the Nesivas Olam, in the Nesiv Avas Reya, in the section of the Nesivas Olam regarding loving another Jew. And he says, what's so great about this pasuk? Famous question. Obviously, Shema Yisrael, V'Hafter Echa Kamocha. These are famous pesukim. So the Maharal says, because the most important thing in being an Eved Hashem is consistency. It doesn't matter how much you do, or how little you do, how much you learn, how little you learn, but if you want to be successful in whatever it is you're doing, and you want to be successful in any growth, especially in the realm of Talmud Torah, it requires Esakeves Achat HaSeh B'Boker, Esakeves HaSheni TaSeh Ben Arbayim. It has to be consistently. Every day, day in, day out, picking up the Sefer, going to the Shir, and you can't miss. Because if you miss, even if you learn 10 hours one day, and 1 hour another day, there's a sense of consistency. But if you only learn a little bit over here and a lot over there, and it's all over the place, you're not going to have that dedication that's going to continue to be successful in this area of learning itself, in all areas of Avodas Hashem, but certainly when it comes to Talmud Torah. The Shem Yishmo writes in Parshas Vayeshev in Tafresh Ayin Gimel, and he quotes the Kashan Sir Magid, who says, this is shot in the Pasuk of Mi Yaleh Bahar Hashem, right? Who will go up on Hashem's mountain and who will stay there? So says the Kashan Sir Magid, you're already there. So what's the importance? What's the importance? He says, Mi Yaleh Bahar Hashem. It's nice to get to the top of the mountain. You do the daf and you learn over here and you go to this Seder and you have this Chavrusa. But what's more importantly? Umi Yakum Bimkom Kosho. Who's going to stand there consistently on the mountain and stay at the top of the mountain? You can't just climb the top of the mountain and then go to the bottom. You have to stay at the top of the mountain and have that consistency in learning, and day in, day out, even though it's difficult and things may get in the way, a person is sick, or a person has meetings, the most important thing should be the consistency and the keeping those siddurim each and every day. The Mesillas Yesharim writes in Perek Chafei that true Yirah Shemayim can only be obtained Berov HaHasmada B'Tova U'V'Derachecha B'li Hafseik. You have to have a smada. You need to be a masmid, consistency without a break, if a person wants to continue to climb the ladder of Avodas Hashem. Only through constant contemplation, emulation of the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can you imprint the seal of Yirah Shemayim on himself. Rav Shechter quotes a beautiful idea from Rabbi Soloveitchik. The Medrash in the beginning of Bereishis Rabbah notes that the first time we have the Shem Havaya, Yud Hei Vav and Hei of Hashem's name, is after the creation of man. We don't only find Elohim before then, but the Shem Havaya, Shem Hashem, only comes after man is created. So the Medrash says why? Because man was created B'Tzalem Elohim, and man has the imprint of Hashem on him, created in the image of God. So Rabbi Soloveitchik asked, what about us makes us B'Tzalem Elohim? And what does that have to do with Hashem's name, Yud Hei Vav and Hei? What does that have to do with us being created in this image of God? So Rabbi Soloveitchik said as follows. The Shem Havaya, the name of Shem Hashem of Yud Hei Vav and Hei, we know from the Kavanah that we have during Shema, is that Hashem is Hayah, Hoveh V'hiyeh, that he was, he is, and he will be. Other names for other things, but the Shem Havaya, when you say that name of Hashem, means he was, is, and will always be. Consistency. That's Hashem's name of the Shem Havaya. Yud Hei Vav and Hei means consistency. Always there, day in, day out. And so too, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, we are created B'Tzalem Elohim. Our creation in the image of God to be like Hashem means that we also have to be consistent. Just like Hashem is there every single day, so too we also have to be with the learning every single day, with the davening every single day, consistency. That's how we act, B'Tzalem Elohim, to create this image of Hashem that we can follow in the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I recall hearing a shmuz when I was in yeshiva from Nassim Tzvi Finkel, and he made a very interesting statement. He said that, really, any person in yeshiva, any bachur in yeshiva, he said, I guarantee you, you learn 10 hours a day, you could be one of the biggest Hamei Chacham. You want to be tremendously successful in learning, all you need is 10 hours a day in the Beis Medrash, and any bachur in yeshiva, any kol yungalite, could be at the top of the yeshiva and become one of the greatest Hamei Chachamim. Now, if you think about that, that's not so much time for a person in yeshiva. If you calculate the hours, right? A ben yeshiva has a morning seder and shir, let's say from 9 to 1, right? So that's 4 hours. Second seder is from 3 to 6:30, so that's 7.5 hours. And for night seder, he learns from 8 to 10:30, the last 2.5 hours. That's not a crazy schedule. That's a normal seder for a good guy in yeshiva to be for all the siddurim. It didn't say until 1 o'clock in the morning. It didn't say get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. If you keep all the siddurim 10 hours a day, so says Rav Nassim Tzvi Finkel, you could be the biggest Talmid Chacham around. So people are thinking about that. Well, then what's going on? So then he added the following point. But it has to be every single day. It's 10 hours a day, but every single day. That means Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, if there's a chasna, family simcha, you got to go to the doctor. 10 hours a day for Ben Torah, for Ben Yeshiva, is not a huge amount of time, but it has to be every single day. It has to be consistent. Whatever your siddurim are, whatever the learning is, whether it's a half hour, whether it's Mishnayos, whether it's the daf, whether it's Mishabura, whatever it may be, it has to be day in, day out. And I think with this, we can answer up a famous question that the Darshanim like to ask. Why is Parshas Pinchas always the beginning of the 3 weeks? Why is Parshas Pinchas connected to Shavuos or Tammuz and the beginning of this destruction? Because one of the reasons we know the things that we commemorate on Shavuos or Tammuz, on the 17th of Tammuz, is that Batlo Tamen, that by the Chorban of Bayis Rishon by Babel, they stopped the Korban Tamid. The last daily offering was brought before the 17th of Tammuz. And that's the answer over here. That was the travesty. The consistency of the Beis HaMikdash, that ended by Parshas Pinchas. By Parshas Pinchas, Esakev Esachat HaSeba Boker, that consistency ended with the 17th of Tammuz. And that's why these two events occur together. Parshas Pinchas telling us about the importance of consistency in learning and davening, and then the ending of that consistency with the 17th of Tammuz, and then the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We should be mechazek ourselves, strengthen ourselves during these 3 weeks to improve our consistency in our learning and come back to Torah and strengthen our learning, and we should be able to learn in the Beis HaMikdash, Mir Sashem.